My name is Rebecca Champagne. I've been working on my master's at Penn State for the past couple of years. Today I'll be talking about an organic cropping systems project I've been involved with, led by Bill Curran. More specifically, some of the successes and challenges that we found when trying to reduce tillage in organic corn and bean production. So I think it's pretty well known that demand by the public for organic products is increasing. This is putting a lot of pressure on producers in the U.S. to go organic, but obviously there's a lot of issues with going organic, and a lot of farmers historically rely on tillage for weed control, which is obviously the biggest issue, and this is also used for the incorporation of manures and crop residues, but this over-reliance on tillage contributes to soil erosion, soil quality issues, which for those of us in the Mid-Atlantic is of huge concern because of water quality issues in the Chesapeake Bay. But the good news is organic farmers are really interested in reducing tillage and also the adoption of cover crops. So organic rotational no-till research in the past led us to this cropping systems project at Penn State. We call it the Reduced Tillage Organic Systems Experiment, or ROSE for short. We have this joke that if we didn't hyphenate reduced tillage, the project would be called Our Toes, and that would just be really weird to say. So phase one was conducted started about seven years ago, used corn, soybean, small grain rotation, and they developed some multi-tactic in-season weed management strategies during this three-year transition to organic. So this mainly relied on spring roll crimped cover crops for no-till planting using the what we call the orange crush, and then in-season weed management with high residue cultivation. However, they found that there were some agronomic issues that arose. This was mainly related to inconsistent termination of cover crops with the roller crimper. They found that if you weren't rolling the cover crop at the right time, it could come back and become a subsequent weedy or volunteer cover crop. There were also issues with establishing cash crops and high amounts of cover crop residue. And for those of us up in central Pennsylvania, there's also issues with establishing a cover crop after corn harvest in the fall. So to address these issues, we implemented phase two of the ROSE project, which is wrapping up the end of this year. And we've been looking at some alternative reduced tillage strategies, such as interseeding a cover crop, also frost seeding and spelt, and then subsurface manure injection. So our first objective was to compare the effect of cover crop management on our spring cover crop performance. We've got two hypotheses for that. So we first hypothesized that a hairy vetch cover crop could be equivalent to red clover spring biomass, and also that cereal rye biomass would be greater than the biomass of a previously interseeded cover crop. Our second objective was to evaluate the ability of different cropping systems to suppress in-season summer annual weeds. And we hypothesized that no-till cover crop mulch supplemented with high residue cultivation could have equivalent weed control to a typical organic tillage-based system. And our third objective was to compare the effect of cover crop management on cash crop yield. And we hypothesized that no-till organic corn and soybean systems could produce equivalent yields to a tillage-based system. So this is a full-entry systems experiment using a randomized complete block design with four replications. So I'm going to be showing four cropping systems labeled S1 through S4, and I'm going to animate in each one at a time. So the top of this diagram has months of the year to indicate timeline of events. And then this legend down here at the bottom represents some sort of field operation. And today I'll just be focusing on the corn and soybean part. So after spelt harvest, we apply manure and prepare a seed bed through use of full inversion tillage, and we seed hairy vetch and triticale. And in the spring, we roll this down with the roller crimper to enable no-till planting of corn for silage. So to make it a little easier as we go through, especially in the results section, I have abbreviated each of these systems. This one is no-till hairy vetch for silage. After silage harvest, we seed cereal rye, and then this is rolled in the spring for no-till planting of soybean. And that's abbreviated no-till cereal rye. And I just want to point out that this rotation right here was what was only studied in phase one of the ROSE project. So the different strategies that we've introduced in the second phase are what I'll be showing now. So in system two, we also start with Harry Vetch and triticale, but since this is not a no-till system, we can apply manure in the spring and then till that in. And in our region, since corn grain is harvested so late, we can't usually establish a cover crop very well before winter. So we're actually interseeding annual rye, orchard grass, and radish when corn is at V5. And so this allows the cover crop to grow and be well established before winter, and it also eliminates the need for a fall tillage entry. And this is abbreviated tilled Harry Vetch for grain. And the following spring, the interseeded mix is plowed down and we plant soybean. And this is abbreviated tilled INT for interseed. In system three, we start with a frost-seeded red clover and timothy. Before corn planting, this is plowed down with a manure application, and corn is planted for silage. So this is tilled red clover for silage. And after silage harvest, we again seed cereal rye and then no-till plant soybean into that following spring. And this has the same abbreviation. In the final system, we again start with this frost-seeded red clover and timothy, spring tillage and manure application, and just like in system two, we plant corn for grain and interseed. And this is abbreviated tilled red clover for grain. And then again, after the following spring, we plow down this interseed mix and plant soybean. So just to reiterate this in picture form to make it a little easier, I know cropping systems diagrams can be kind of hard to follow. Before corn, we have vetch versus clover, fall or spring manure application, tilled versus rolled cover crops, and then in-season weed management is achieved through high residue cultivation in the no-till system, and then standard inter-row cultivation in our tilled systems. For soybean, we have cereal rye versus this previously interseeded mix, rolling versus tilling cover crops, and then again in-season weed management with the high residue cultivation or standard inter-row cultivation. So in the interest of time, I'm just going to focus on a brief summary of some soybean results and then get a little more in-depth with some corn stuff. So all the results I'm showing today, we analyzed in SAS 9.4 using simple linear mixed models and separated means using the Tukey-Cramer method at alpha of 0.05. So in the spring, our no-till cereal rye system averaged about 5,000 kilograms per hectare more biomass in all years, which is pretty, you kind of would expect that because cereal rye puts on most of its growth in the spring, and usually by anthesis, it can be up to 2 meters high. So we kind of expected that. Our late summer weed biomass was not always the same between no-till and tilled systems. It really varied from year to year depending on the success of our in-season cultivation. Those of you that experienced a really droughty summer last year will know that we had a hard time even getting any sort of cultivation to work because the soil was so compacted and dry. But the good news is, despite some of these differences in biomass and weed pressures, we had consistent soybean grain yield between tilled and no-till systems. And yes, those are organic beans. I think they look really great. So this is just a brief summary of spring cover crop biomass before corn. Our no-till Harry Vetch system produced upwards of 3,000 kilograms per hectare more biomass in all years, and I want to note that this is at termination time. So the research has shown that in order to adequately control vetch with the roller crimper, you should roll it around early pod set. So the rolling of this system is contingent upon that growth stage. So we're actually terminating this about 7 to 10 days later than the systems where we till in the cover crop. Another reason for this biomass difference could be the fact that we applied manure at cover crop seeding in this no-till system, since you can't broadcast manure over a rolled cover crop. So manure was applied when we seeded the cover crop versus in these tilled systems, manure was applied in the spring right before corn planting. So these graphs that I'm going to show represent total above ground weed biomass in kilograms per hectare in the four corn cropping systems. So the purple graphs, purple bars represent the two systems that use the hairy vetch cover crop, and then the red bars represent those two systems that use the red clover. So we saw a similar trend 2015, 2016 with similar weed biomass across systems. However, you'll notice that the amount that weed biomass increased in 2016. So we experienced some wet conditions at planting, which hindered our blind tillage, and then we experienced a droughty summer, which hindered our inter-row field cultivation. And you can see here that a lot of the weeds actually germinated in the crop row. So we did measure that, just like Ricardo did, but I'm just showing total weed biomass today to make it a little easier to understand. But sometimes there can also be issues with rolling the vetch, especially with a no-till planter. The vetch can get caught on the planter, and this creates these gaps in the mulch, and the weeds find that spot and they just take right off. In 2017, though, our weather was a little more conducive for field cultivation, and we actually practiced false seed bedding before corn planting because we didn't want to have a repeat of this past year and have 3,000 kilograms per hectare of weed biomass. So these tilled systems really had pretty good weed control. Our no-till system experienced some early weed emergence, mainly foxtail species, pigweed, lamb's quarters, typical annual weeds that we see in the region. And they were really able to find those spots, either gaps in the cover crop mulch or in the crop row itself. So these graphs represent silage yield in kilograms per hectare in the two silage systems. Saw a similar trend in 2015 and 2016. We did recently take silage off a few weeks ago, but I didn't want to try to rush to get that data analyzed, so I'm just showing the past 2 years. And we saw this consistent trend with this no-till hairy vetch system yielding less than the tilled red clover system. Now, which I think you can honestly kind of see the difference here just from looking at these two side-by-side plots. We're speculating this could be the difference in planting date. As I said before, this system is contingent upon vetch growth stage, whereas this cover crop is tilled in. So this system is actually being planted about 7 to 10 days later than this one. Because of the wet weather at planting in 2016, we also had some issues with stand establishment, and we believe there could also be some issues with nitrogen mineralization between these two. I am personally not looking at those variables. We have another grad student on the project who is, but the data wasn't available yet. But since this cover crop is rolled and sits on the soil surface, we believe the nutrients may be less available or available more slowly to the corn, whereas this cover crop is tilled in right before corn planting. But despite some of these challenges with silage, our corn grain yields have been similar the past 2 years. So going back to the objectives and hypotheses, hairy vetch red clover biomass, this is only true for the tilled systems, as our no-till system produced more biomass, and cereal rye did in fact produce more biomass than the interseeded mix. Weed biomass, this was not always true, as some years it was equivalent across cropping systems, some years it was higher in the no-till system, some years it was lower. This was largely driven by the environmental conditions, which hindered our in-season cultivation. And for the third hypothesis, good news is the organic no-till and tilled soybeans have produced similar grain yield. Corn grains produce similar yield, although this is not no-till versus tilled. These are both tilled systems. But our silage systems still have some things that we need to work out. So we believe that organic no-till soybeans are a little easier managed than corn, so this could be a good place for farmers to get started. But organic no-till corn is more difficult to manage, especially using hairy vetch, because of the delayed planting and potential nutrient availability issues. So we suggest farmers maybe don't start with that, especially with vetch. A lot of farmers are a little scared to use vetch. However, we have been looking at some other strategies that could help reduce tillage, like the frost seeding and the interseeding, which not only help provide a lot of ground cover, but they also eliminate tillage entries at different points in the rotation. We think that future research should address these agronomic constraints of no-till corn, and also possibly look at the integration of additional cash crops, maybe like alfalfa, that could help break up weed cycles and provide more options for organic forage. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge USDA, NEFA, funding from OREI, and then all the folks at Penn State who have made this happen. And if any of you are interested in a one-page project summary, I brought quite a few copies, and it's also got our project website on it, so you can follow up on some stuff that we're doing later on. And I think I've got about a minute and a half to answer questions.
Actually, you're all out of time for questions, but we do have a break right after this, so if you want to leave for the break, that's fine.
Yeah.
Drive us crazy in Pennsylvania.
Right. So the question was about using vetch before corn and for no-till, and we're planting it right after spelt harvest, so that's happening, beginning of August or so. It's got a lot of time to put on growth, and the research has shown that if you, phase one of the project looked at different termination dates of vetch, early, middle, late, based on growth stage. So they found that middle termination of early pod set is where it's most successful at having it not become like a volunteer cover crop, but it's still difficult to control because you may not consistently roll across the plot, and we've actually been rolling it twice in order to achieve correct control, which could result in more labor and fuel costs for farms. But if you want to use vetch to get all that nitrogen, it's kind of a reality. But I think other cover crops should maybe be looked at before no-till corn. Obviously, you can't roll crimp clover because of the underground structures, but I think vetch maybe not be the answer.
So I'm curious about the initial conditions at the site when you established this in terms of the weed pressure. Mm. Would you say it was low, medium, or high?
So the question was about the initial weed pressures at the site. Are you asking about the start of phase one or the start of phase two?
The site where you showed the weed biomass.
Yeah, it was very high. Usually we want to see below 1,000 kilograms per hectare. Since phase one of the project specifically looked at just that first system with no-till planting of cover crop of cash crops, they didn't have all those different tillage entry points like we did with the other systems. So we think there's a little bit of a buildup of the seed bank there and some legacy effects from the first phase. But it's really been dependent on the success of our cultivation and the other systems that aren't no-till. And that's largely driven by environmental conditions, but also tractor operator. but I do believe there's a little bit of a legacy there from the first phase, since that was pretty much all no-till. I don't want to say continuous no-till because it's not what we were doing, but they strictly relied on that cover crop mulch in season.
Thank you.